Des, you're off around Australia delivering your presenting your socks off workshops. What are you most looking forward to? Because this isn't your standard presentation skills workshop, is it?
One of the things I'm really looking forward to is working with great leaders across the country and helping them to take that next step in better communication. I really love seeing the light go on when someone discovers that they can not just do something well, but can actually be brilliant at it, no matter how fearful they've been of it in the past.
Are you afraid of it in the past?
Competition, it's about you delivering something that will help someone else.
So what do you personally love about giving presentations then? And is there one thing that you still do worry about?
I really love, I guess, the possibility of helping a person or an organisation for that matter to think differently about their past, their present and their future. And yeah, I do. I still have the normal butterflies, as I said, before every presentation. And I guess the day I lose that is really the day I know that I've lost my passion for seeing change happen and it just becomes another presentation.
And tell me, why is Proteus, a leadership company, delivering an advanced presentation skills workshop?
Well, I'm a great believer that to be a successful leader, you really must be able to communicate effectively at all levels and in any forum. If we don't communicate effectively, then we can't lead effectively. And so I see this as a really important thing for Proteus to do and certainly goes hand in hand with our other leadership programs that we offer.
And whether it's leaders or other presenters, in your opinion, what's one of the most common mistakes you see presenters make?
They just deliver a presentation. They don't engage the group and, if necessary, flex their presentation to meet the needs of their audience. I really believe that a great presentation is determined by what people can do differently when they leave the presentation, not necessarily on how good the presenter was. So if we can combine both of them, a great presenter, with some really strategic and practical things that people can change when they leave, then you've got a great presentation.
So for those of people that might be listening and haven't read the information about your workshop, what are some of the ideas or tools that participants could expect to walk away with?
Well, they'll certainly learn how to put a presentation together, and it'll be an awesome presentation. They'll also learn about the different skills required for different situations and not just treat every presentation as the same as the last one. And more importantly, and most importantly, what they will learn is how to enjoy the moment and also to realise what a privilege they have been given to be able to share information and knowledge with others.
Thanks for your time, Des.
Thank you.